Welcome to the Coaching and Therapy channel. So this channel is quite close to my heart because I train coaches in embodiment. I mean, why? Because if you don't work with the body, you're missing a lot. Whether you're a coach, a therapist, facilitator, whatever, that's how you go deep quickly. That's how you do stuff that's sticky. We have to take the body into account. This channel is sponsored by Dylan Newcombe and Uzazu Embodied Intelligence. Dylan is a genius, quite simply put, and I wouldn't say that about many people in this field. I've been studying with Dylan for, God, the first time was probably 10 years ago in the Netherlands. Speaks fluent Dutch, by the way, as well as Korean and a few other languages. What I love about Dylan is his ability to make models of things, looking at how embodiment works. His system, Uzazu, U-Z-A-Z-U, is really all about state shifting. So I think of him as the sort of master of state changing, how we can shift our state, our client's state, and how we can develop ourselves through those different ways of being. So I think for coaches and therapists, it's like easy to learn, practical toolkit. I've used it myself over the years. So if you want a 3-day online training with Dylan, then look at the link below, or you can go to Uzazu, uzazu.org. And even easier, he's got an embodied assessment there you can do as well. We all love doing these little tests about ourselves, but this is an embodied one. So there you go. Welcome to the Coaching and Therapy channel. I'm going to be on this one a lot just because there's lots of cool people on here. Lots of people, I think, you know, well worth a listen. Embodiment in facilitation is so necessary. So from me to you, welcome.
So welcome back. I see the number of us is growing. That's very nice to see. We're from Sydney, and there is also Misty is in USA. It's 2 a.m., so it's in the middle of the night for you. Okay, so the name of our presenter is Krupa Javeri. She is an artist, art director, and art therapist who runs this amazing art center called Sankalpa in South India. And her specialty is not only art, but actually art in collaboration with nature. So her projects are projects combining or leading people in to reconnect with their creativity by working through expressive arts and combination with nature. But then I'm not going to talk about her too much. I suggest that we start this pre-recorded presentation. And after that, if you have some questions, you can pop them in the chat and we'll see how much we can answer. But otherwise, we're just going to have a little bit of maybe exercise. We see how we all feel, how many of us are here after this presentation. For now, just sit back and relax. We are going to switch off our cameras so you can enjoy fully the presentation of Krupa Javeri, who unfortunately cannot be with us this morning. So Mark, to you.
One of my dearest mentors in nature-based expressive arts therapy is Sally Atkins. She has a beautiful poem called Where I Am From. I'll share it now with you, and I invite you to think a little bit about where you are from. I am from sycamore, from cedar and sage, from walnuts and witch hazel, roots of mountain laurel, gnarly and strong. I'm from shadows of darkling pines and eyeshine of the mountain lion. I'm from wolf and wild turkey, from black bear and white-tailed deer, from raven and red-tailed hawk, and the winter call of the great horned owl. I'm from white waters of the Nantahala, from headwaters of the Nu, rivers flowing clear and cold in the veins of my blood. I'm from Storyteller Rock, the healing valley, sheltered by the grandfather. I'm from the tongue of the northwest wind, licking the lingering leaves of beech, weaving her name in the braid of my hair, carving my true name in the curve of my bones. Thank you all for choosing to tune into this talk on inner nature embodiment. Amongst all the options in this incredibly vast conference, I'm just really grateful that you've decided to take a little time with me. And sort of to honor that choice, I wanted to give you a little peek into the beauty, the paradise, really the privilege that I have to be immersed in nature here in South India. And I thought we could just take a little moment together, because I'm sure whether or not you've been tuning into lots of other presentations, most likely if you're a human being and connected to the internet, you're overwhelmed in some way, and we all need a little break, and sometimes it helps for someone else to encourage that, so that we can begin to have the possibility to know our true inner nature and connect to so many other aspects of our lives more deeply. That only becomes possible if we're soothed, if we're calm, if we're not in this state of panic, which most of the world is in right now. So I invite you to just take a little time with me, and maybe if it helps, take a look at this beautiful old banyan tree behind me. The breeze moving through the leaves. We can hear some birds from time to time. My invitation is that you just spend a little time with me to just be. So thank you again for taking a little time with me, both for this moment of deeper presence, but also for just the time and space to connect. And I hope that what I share will be somehow inspiring or resonate with you in some way. I find that as a therapist, I'm an expressive arts therapist. I've been an art therapist for many years. And whether you are a therapist, any variation of that, a facilitator or a coach, if you're working with others, I find that now is a time more than ever we really have this responsibility to connect to ourselves, to find ways to stay in balance. It's so easy to burn out and to forget our inner balance. And for me, really the source of this strength and grounding has been nature. We hear the sounds of man nearby. That's how it is. There is also the task of accepting all that is, all the chaos, the destruction, the change in the world. And despite all of that, continuing to keep a balance. so that we can be available for others in such a time of need, to really be present for others and whatever is happening in their lives, to support them in the most meaningful ways. And so in this talk, I will be sharing with you some examples of my own experience in nature, really from a space of a lot of privilege, I have to acknowledge, to have the time, the space, and the opportunity to connect so deeply that it transformed my own understanding and my well-being. So I'll be sharing a sort of art installation that I did in nature, which really has changed the way that I work as an expressive arts therapist. And then I'll be sharing an example of one really beautiful workshop that was inspired by that personal experience. And it was a nature-based expressive arts therapy process. And so I'll take you through that journey, which was really very deep and powerful for all of the participants and also for myself to witness. So there's a whole kind of cycle in what I'll be sharing. And then towards the end, I will also share some tools, because maybe these resources, these ways that I have worked, are not possible for you in this moment. And I do hope that this can nourish you in some way. So we're really looking at three different levels. One is the personal, as a coach, facilitator, or therapist. The second level is in the group, so the people that we share these tools or offerings with. And then further out than that is the collective. If we really understand and appreciate nature, we know how interconnected everything is. And so in that sense of really understanding wholeness, unity, harmony with nature, I want to offer a short practice for you to also take a moment to go within, and perhaps it'll be useful for you to also begin a deeper journey and stronger connection to nature and your own true inner nature.
So there is this wild and quiet island in Hampi in Karnataka in India, where I've been very lucky to spend long periods of time to really just immerse myself completely into nature and really develop this deeper relationship with it. It was over the new year coming into 2019 that I spent days roaming on this island, adventuring through the landscape of massive rocks, pools of water, swampy areas, and dry brush. And in these spaces, I spent days just collecting treasures from nature, including seeds and stones and feathers and leaves and reeds and branches. I also brought along with me some natural indigo powder, some madder root, and rice flour, which is used traditionally as part of a art form here, especially in South India, every morning that the women do, and it's called kolam. So with this combination of just natural materials and the experience of being so deeply immersed and connected, I found myself telling the story of my own rebirth within nature. I had the feeling that I could sense this body, the embodiment of Mother Nature, and myself within her womb, and sort of coming out into the world with a new sense of awareness. I felt in her left breast that she really could hold the universe, just so vast and whole. I felt her so complex and birthing reality. I felt this part of her being, her body, really ached of giving, of pathways that were traced over time. And here I included stones and dried chili peppers, indigo, and madder. In her right breast, I used seeds and wild seed pods I had collected while adventuring. Here I felt also how she holds so much life, so much potential, weary fragments of eternity. And this is just one of the details of that larger art-based installation that I created while I was on this island. In the center of her center, I felt that there was really this raw power that was contained with grace, I included a coconut shell here that was just covered in indigo powder, some of that rice flour, indigo matter, and some of the other natural materials I collected. Here you can see, hopefully, my body kind of coming into shape. I did a tracing of my physical form curled up in her belly, in her womb. So you can see it a bit more three-dimensionally with all the pieces of nature that sort of comprise my physical form in this body map within Mother Nature's belly. And as I lay in her womb, I really felt this space of regeneration. From here, it was really just awe and new possibility. It was very humbling. So I'm wondering if you can perceive that form of my body before it re-entered into the world. You can see all of the different textures and colors, and even a bit of rice flour, sort of a breath of light that was emerging from my body. This is a view from above, so you can really see my physical shape that was created from so many of those elements, leaves and seeds and flowers and stones, reeds. Here it really had taken shape. And before that real experience of rebirth and that possibility, where my mind is in this installation, there was this tower of stones that came to be. And of course, the entire thing collapsed. So there was this sense of restructuring, of really being so humbled that I start again. It was a space of moving into surrender. And also within her body, there was a space where charcoal and bits of dust and earth and stone came together to kind of make this galaxy where new things are born. This is another view of her belly and me within it. One of these traditional kolam designs, a sort of eternal knot. And again, another view to help show the shape of my body breathing light in her belly. I also really connected to the kind of cosmic yoni, Mother Earth's, her common birthplace, really, for all of us. This fertile reed bed from within, it's the space from within that we all regenerate, create. It's a space of ideas, symbols, all that comes to be in the universe. So there was a sort of creation story that emerged just in the space of connecting and creating in nature. This is to give an idea of the landscape around, to really sense that it was created within a cave outdoors, and in a way in harmony, really as an offering, something impermanent that falls apart, that returns to its own source. And here again, a view from above to get a sense of the entire image of my rebirth in nature. And here I am standing with a view from above of connecting to this image. It was a very powerful experience for me to go through and really to sense this story of change, of a shift in awareness for myself in the art materials that I choose to use in sessions now, both myself and also with anyone that I'm working with. And this is really the story of my rebirth in nature. So more recently, earlier this year, before the lockdown happened, I held a workshop in our art center in Oroville in South India, and we focused there on nature-based expressive arts therapy. This was very much inspired by that experience that I had in Hampi, and we made it a conscious choice to use only natural materials. We had many, many flowers, fresh flower buds and petals to play with. And in the center of our center is a mirror, which is a space where people can come together and co-create mandalas with these elements. And so as we began this workshop, people came together silently and co-created a little universe in the center of our space. There were some moments to really enjoy the sensory experience of being with these flowers, the smells, the textures, just the beauty, the color to take in. And some of these flowers were disassembled to become new parts and allow different ways to work with them. And in this workshop, we started with meditation, with movement, both alone and together. There was a encouraged portion of our session in which I asked people to make eye contact with each other while moving to really help develop a positive attachment, to be in a non-judgmental atmosphere, to really help them dive into that space of embodied expression. It's an intimate process that followed, and so it was important to develop trust in this space. After the meditation and the movement, each person was given a large piece of brown paper to then trace their physical body with charcoal. And then they were encouraged to use any of these natural elements, both the flowers and the flower petals, but also anything that they could find in the garden around our outdoor art center. Later, they also wrote poetry to help crystallize the themes that came up in this exploration. And while they were creating, there was an opportunity to really focus on the process instead of the product. Working with nature-based materials allows this encounter with impermanence, with the cycles of life, with really a confrontation with death and change. For some of us, this is uncomfortable. For others, it's a celebration. There are so many ways to move through these journeys. What is really special about working with art is that we have the chance to make visible that which is usually invisible to us. It's hard to know and to sense and to feel and to connect to everything that's happening in our bodies. So using natural materials and creating this visible expression is a beautiful, powerful, and deep way to really connect to the experience within the body, which is also, of course, always changing. While some people were working on their pieces, nature also had its way. The breeze came and moved things about. And there was also this need to tolerate that, to adapt, to be able to move with nature in a way. Here are some of the beautiful kind of altars. Some of them became very three-dimensional. There was a connection to, as I said, the cycle of life, of creation, preservation, and destruction, all happening often at the hands of the artist, but then also in dialogue with nature. Some of the words from our participants' poetry included: body and spirit in peace, the river of life leading to the inner temple, inner and outer beauty, building nurturance in time and space, balance, peace, and strength with grace. So expressive arts therapy is really a holistic practice. It allows us to integrate what's happening in our minds, in our bodies, in our hearts, and maybe sometimes also connecting to a larger feeling of spirit as well. I'm just showing you some more of the images from our workshop. Some really beautiful and powerful images. Here we came together in a closing circle before creating some poetry to share. And one of the most special moments was, in fact, the chance to then take apart the drawings, the body maps, to collect our art materials and to really offer them back to nature. We had a whole herd of goats that came over to eat our art supplies. So these are some examples, taking you on the journey to see from my own personal experience into the professional work as an expressive arts therapist, how nature plays a role in all that we do and are and what we can share.
Another poem by Sally Adkins. Tell me, she said. Tell me, she said, what is the story you are telling? What wild song is singing itself through you? Listen, in the silence between there is music. In the spaces between there is story. It is the song you are living now. It is the story of the place where you are. It contains the shapes of these old mountains, the green of the rhododendron leaves. It is happening right now in your breath, in your heartbeat still, drumming the deeper rhythm beneath your cracking words. It matters what you did this morning, and last Saturday night, and last year. Not because you are important, but because you are in it, and it is still moving. We are all in this story together. Listen, in the silence between, there is music. In the spaces between, there is story. Pay attention. We are listening each other into being. So I'd like to now take a little time to offer a practice, which I hope can somehow sit with you, resonate with you in some way on a deeper level. I think that many of us in relating to nature, it's a generalization, but many of us have not had the time to connect so deeply that nature really has a chance to speak to us, to really inform the way that we live. There are so many efforts ecologically in the world right now to sort of restore the balance, to make sustainable choices. We're encouraged and pulled in all these directions with these suggestions coming from everywhere. But the truth is, unless we feel that deeper connection, I don't believe that we can really make different choices in our lives. To care about recycling when we don't really know how much we are a part of everything around us, that in itself is not necessarily sustainable. A colleague recently shared with me a beautiful thought, which I think somehow represents the humility needed to accept and to really understand nature, which is that, of course, as human beings, we feel like we know. When we approach a plant or a tree or a flower, some part of us, our mind usually, is very busy labeling, discovering, naming, whatever it may be. But in fact, the difference would be that we allow that plant, that tree, that flower to experience us. So how different and how humbling it could be to show up in presence with some element of nature and allow it to receive us. To not feel in such a space of ego that we know better than this, what we really treat like objects. These are living things, and of course the truth is that we are part of it. So this is a practice that you can try at any moment. If you have a plant in your house, anything that's alive, even another animal or being, you can take time to allow that life to meet you, to receive you, and see how they respond, to not put yourself first, and see how that experience is. This, for many people, can be a kind of opening, a doorway to understanding more deeply that connection to nature. Besides this, I'd like to just share a guided meditation to explore the elements that live within our bodies. This is particularly useful for those who don't have a chance to step outside right now and who can really just work with the elements that live in the body. We don't need to have so much. We don't have to have access to so much beyond just ourselves and our physical bodies to explore how we are connected to nature. So I invite you to take a little time with me again in deeper presence, in a guided meditation. If you feel comfortable, you can close your eyes, and if not, you can pick a point down near your feet, on the earth, below you, to just gaze at, maybe something to focus on as you begin to dive in to your own experience in your body. So settle into a comfortable posture. Try to have your spine straight. But this doesn't have to be forced in any way. Let it be a gentle and sort of relaxed state of alignment, however that shows up for you in your body in this moment. And just take a little time to fully arrive in case you haven't yet, or in case you just need to in this moment. So feel where you're sitting, your sit bones. If your feet are on the ground, feel that contact with your feet to the earth, to the floor beneath you. And then take a little time to just connect to your breath, allowing any other distractions from around you, sounds, or any other sensory input to just fade away for a little bit, tuning within to your body, to your breath. Beginning to notice the pace of your breath, whether it's fast or slow, knowing that there's no right or wrong. And also whether it is shallow or deep, moving all the way down into your belly or staying up in your chest. Just taking time to observe where you are right now. It will take a little time. This is something that you can explore even more deeply, take more time and space to continue to discover within yourself. But for today, I'll invite you to just scan through your body with each of the four elements to understand, to feel, to begin to sense where they live within you and whether each is in balance or not. So maybe just even coming into contact with what that balance is for you. So we'll start with earth. When you hear this word, sensing where you feel that in your body. Perhaps it's the texture of your skin, the outside of your body that touches the air. Maybe it's the weight of your organs, the weight of your body on the earth. Feel where it is in your body that you really feel a connection to the element of earth. Notice if for you this sense of earth in your body has a heaviness or a lightness, and where you feel today. Just a way of tuning in. And then we'll come to the element of water, feeling the flow of liquid throughout your body, how it connects, holds, and distributes so much throughout your body. So feeling where you feel water present in your body right now, perhaps connecting to how much water is in your body. So feeling if you're hydrated or not, do you feel dry or wet in some way? This can be in any part of the body. So this sense could be in your eyes, your nose, your throat, deeper within in your organs. Just sense where water lives in your body, what you can connect to as sensations, impressions, where you really feel it in your body. And then we'll gently move to fire, feeling fire in your body, noticing where you feel it. Perhaps in the heat, in your circulation, in your breath. The heat that lives within your body, the fire in your belly, a feeling of a creative place of fire and generation of ideas. It can be so many things. And again, there's no right or wrong. Just sensing into where fire lives in your body and whether that feels like a very intense fire, a hot fire, or whether it's one that is a bit muted, maybe not so active. And then finally coming to the element of air, feeling it in your body, the movement through your body. Of course, with the breath. Again, noticing how it enters and leaves the body, all the ways in which it touches each part within. Noticing that each of these elements are a sort of resource within you. And so perhaps images come to you of an ideal state or something that anchors you. So for example, the element of earth could be the feeling of a very large, solid, ancient mountain, which is undisturbed by whatever changes are happening. So that could be an image that you come back to as a sort of anchor to help you through difficult moments. With water, it could be the stillness of a lake or a river flowing to wash everything away. With fire, it could be a beautiful sort of alchemical transformative space where you throw whatever needs to be burnt away. And with the air, it could be a really cooling breeze that soothes you. And these are just some immediate associations, but you can find your own for each of the elements that live within you. You can also explore further to notice how these elements interact with each other within your body. And then, of course, how these elements connect your physical body to everything around you. Even if you're in a small, confined, man-made space, you are surrounded by these elements. It's really just a matter of perception and being able to tune in to sense these layers of our reality. And so I invite you to take time and space to do this. And if any images have come, you might like to take a little time to draw them, to keep them with you as resources. as we come to the close of this exploration, I invite you to take a little bit of each of these elements and bring your hands together, holding them there gently, feeling them active and alive within you, and just rubbing your hands quickly until you really feel heat between them. So fire really coming into play. Once you feel heat, putting your palms over your eyes, preparing to kind of return to the outer senses and world, and then slowly lowering your hands when you feel ready. I want to thank you again for taking this time to be with me, to tune in, and I do hope that these tools will be useful. I'll be sharing some images of a series of handmade art kits which my organization is creating here in South India. I'm running a service-based effort in expressive arts therapy called Sankalpa, and also our kind of partner project, which is supporting a lot of artisans who don't have work otherwise in this time. And through these art kits made by our sister organization, Sankalpalam, everyone is creating these beautiful handmade art kits together in order to be distributed around the world. And you're welcome to order these if you'd like to use art as a tool to go a little bit deeper within, to connect to yourself and your true inner nature. I do hope that what I've shared leads you a little closer to embodiment. And I thank you again for being with me for this time.
Wow. I don't know how it was for you, but wow. For me, it was really like, wow. Thank you, Saint Martin. Yes, I would really love to thank Krupa for this presentation. We have another 10 minutes or 15 minutes here, and there are no Q&As because there is no Krupa here who could actually answer these questions. So what was crossing my mind, to be honest, is also that maybe we can create a little panel if people would like to share, that we all or whoever wants to become a panelist, that we promote you to a panelist, and then we can see each other, that we actually from this webinar create a normal Zoom meeting and we just share. How was this for you? What did you take out of this lecture? Or anyone would like to do that? Well, also feel free to share whatever was coming or whatever was touching you in the chat. Just because we are, not that we are like nice 20 people here, we can also just share with each other or just stay in this peace that in any case in me, this presentation has brought up, or better, connect me totally within myself. So, wow. Well, how was it for anyone else? Yes, connecting with elements was so powerful, absolutely, to me too. And then also I was so touched with what she said, that ecology and all the dividing of rubbish and or whatever we have or that we are doing as an ecological thing will not really change our relationship with nature unless we really deeply connect with nature, unless we start feeling the nature. And that was so, that resonated enormously with me. And the bit that I totally, yeah, that was exactly, thank you, Martin. That was really wow. Yeah, what were the images? Anyone would like to share the images or feelings that were coming up when you were during the meditation or at the end of the meditation? And it's so amazing. It's like I'm holding my hand now here on my chest, and I totally feel the vibration of myself underneath. It's so beautiful. Yeah, you take lots of pictures of flowers. Yeah, exactly. And what, well, I had to laugh, but it was also so, yes, true and powerful at the end when goats were eating the artwork. And this whole idea of, yes, cycle of anything that we are doing, of no permanence actually, but really a cycle of everything that we create goes back to nature and it is rebirth in a different way again. This image of these goats eating the flowers of the artwork, I think that will stay forever with me. That was so fantastic. Yeah, exactly. A beautiful reminder of nature going back to nature, exactly. Leah, where can we see the artwork? Well, you can definitely go to her website, and then from there you can also ask further. Yes, here is Mark putting the links, how you can get in contact with them. And exactly this, yesterday I was hosting a session on the Research in Ecology channel, and there a lawyer was talking about the rights of nature. He is an activist for the rights of nature. And it was exactly the same idea, that nature is a being, a separate being with which we need to learn again to live together. So it was so much resonating with, only that he was talking from this kind of, not kind, but from the lawyer point of view. And there were lots of questions of how can we then reconnect with nature? And here is the answer, actually, how we can reconnect with nature in one of many ways, but definitely by feeling the nature. It's a so powerful message to me. And it is coming back. So it was the same message from a lawyer. We have to listen to the nature. We have to reconnect to the nature and seeing nature as equal being to us rather than us being above the nature. So it looks like that this idea is really getting momentum across the world and also in different world, in different professions and groups and different ways how we are connected with nature. So it looks like that maybe we are getting more into the place where we are seeing nature as our equal rather than as being above and then just doing ecological stuff without a feeling, but rather tuning into the nature. And Martin says, after any extinction of species, nature bursts with more species. Regenerative Mother Nature. Yeah, exactly. That's also very true. And I'm very lucky, or I feel really fantastic that that is happening, that we cannot beat the nature. We are made of it. We are born out of it. So can't go other way around. I really deeply believe so and hope so. Yeah. Well, is there any other need of you to share something, some takeaways from this lecture? I see people, some people left, but still quite a number of you here. Would be really nice to hear more in these another 5 minutes that we have for this, allocated to this lecture. And again, I'm so sorry that Krupa cannot be here and actually, yeah, present her own things. Nice date to have dinner, Martin. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I can imagine that you can really sit with yourself and fully enjoy bodily embodied, in embodied way. There is a big share by Mark. Her comment about charcoal reminded me of a quote that another speaker shared several days ago. Yeah, so I'm going to read it. So the atoms of our bodies are traceable to stars that manufactured them in their cores and exploded these enriched ingredients across our galaxy billions of years ago. For this reason, we are biologically connected to every other living thing in the world. We are chemically connected to all molecules of Earth, and we are automatically connected to all atoms in the universe. We are not figuratively, but literally stardust. Wow. Yes, we are literally stardust. That's fantastic. Neil deGrasse Tyson, that was his quote. And Laura says, Flora, it is difficult to put words to the sensations of deep connections and serene joy it brought. Totally. So that's why I also, I'm so, well, kind of by the idea of the host, I'm talking, but somehow I would rather just sit here and be with you. And because we just shared this beautiful lecture and we are just connected with that, with this sensation. So yeah. Just being. Thank you, Mark. And I do feel that we are all connected. Yeah. Just like this. Yeah. So, and then now the image comes to mind of Krupa starting her presentation with invitation of just being. Thank you, Martin. And that we can then also round up this presentation just in a state of being for another minute together in peace or in silence. That's what I wanted to say. In peace inside, I hope, and silence for a minute. Now, I would like to thank you all for being here, and just a couple of reminders of giving a gift to yourself. Thank you, Mark. Giving a gift to yourself, and if you can buy the library and you can then own this fantastic lecture forever, and all the other beautiful lectures that we had in this conference that lasts unfortunately only one day and then it's done. And also I would like to invite you to connect with other people in our Facebook groups from this channel or other channels, as well as the general Facebook group. And yes, if you can't afford the library, then donate to the conference and donate to our sponsors. And people among you who are therapists dealing with trauma, there is a special offer for you and the possibility to access the library. You just have to contact the organizers of the conference, and Mark is going to put this info in the chat as well. And yes, these are all the announcements, and I would just say, well, thank you very much all for being here and for the community that we actually created thanks to Krupa, I'd say, and her work and her energy that went through her film here.